Oh boy, good to be back. I appreciate y'all coming. I'm gonna just open it up and let y'all fire away. No questions. That's good. I'm done. Not really. Look, there's a lot of reasons to come back here. There's a lot of reasons for anybody to come here. The tradition of Giants football, the ownership, Maris Tisch's, Coach Coughlin, Jerry Reese. You know, you do the checklist. If I did one at all, which I'm not saying I did, it would be fully loaded on one side, and it'd kind of be a no-brainer. Now, look, I was at a really good place in Baltimore, and I want to just a little shout-out to Steve Bisciotti and Ozzy and John. I loved the 2 years there. And anytime you can go to a different place, you know, you can learn more. So a little bit of wisdom was gained. It was terrific to work with such a good friend. John Harbaugh and I were together in Philadelphia for 8 years. And had a lot of conversations in those 8 years, and then we could sit and bounce things off as head coach and former head coach, and it was a lot of fun, so I enjoyed that.
What's been your priority here the first couple of months? What are you trying to get in order? What's at the top of the list?
Yeah, at the top of the list is the bottom of the foundation. That's probably the best way I can say it. We got to build this thing gradually, and we all believe, coaches, that you can't do anything to get all the basics right. And some of the basics go all the way back to things that have nothing to do with talent, have nothing to do with being out here in the field, but believing in what we're doing, you know, the character of the guys, unity, integrity, and then we build from there. So we started from ground one and began to build it up. We get to a certain point here, and we just keep on going. But it's going to take a little while.
Why is it so important to you to kind of, I guess, show this team the history of the franchise?
Well, look, you know, maybe that comes from having been there, but, you know, the whole staff, we just felt like, and this is where we're going with it, when you understand the tradition of defensive football here with the Giants, you embrace it. When you embrace something, you have a little pride in it. If you got a little pride in something, like your family, you tend to protect it, right? And the only other thing I added to them was, you know, let's grow our own tradition and history here. So, yeah, we've been going back and feeding the guys all the greats here, and we'll eventually start feeding great defensive games. You know, we got some picked out, and I think we all should embrace that. There should be a passion about it, and then that should carry out right here on the field. That was the goal or objective in doing it.
Do you sense a different atmosphere or a different task than when you first got here?
New building.
Nice,
new
right?
Building. When I ran out there the first day to go to the indoor, I was looking for the bubble. I didn't see a bubble. I just saw a nice indoor facility. What was really nice coming in and anywhere, really in this business, when you can step into a building and you know people, they know you, that was really, really comfortable. That doesn't always happen that way. So there were a lot of kinks that were already worked out. It was just comfortable. But the New York Giants are the New York Giants, and the leadership is pretty much the same as when I was here. So I certainly knew exactly the type of people and type of organization I was going to, and that's why I ran here, you know, instead of walking.
As far as the team goes, as far as the issues with the roster.
Yeah, I'm with you. I believe that any year in this business of the NFL, it's a different challenge. And this one is certainly different than 2007. There are different hurdles. There were hurdles then, there'll be hurdles now. But that's part of coaching. That's what we embrace. That's what we enjoy. That's the challenge of it. And if all of us can accept it and work together to get over the hump, well, hopefully we'll build something successful.
How do you envision your defense schematically? How similar is it going to be maybe to what it was before?
We've got some tweaks. We're not going to venture too far personnel-wise because of what we have and try to change things too much. But, you know, the good thing about being in a lot of different places, whether it was St. Louis, New Orleans, or Baltimore, is you can pick from other places. You get around. You know, nobody in this league is sharing information. You know, so when you try to get little tidbits from other coaches, nobody's giving you that info. But if you're able, over the course of whatever it was, 5 or 6 years, to come up with some different things, we'll add those in, and hopefully we'll come up with something really good.
There's been a lot of talk about the personnel you had back in 07 and 08 and how those guys aren't here now.
Yeah, everybody gets older. You know, and they can't play. I've seen some of them out here. I've tried to put a helmet on.
No. Just in terms of the personnel you have now, are there pieces that you can identify right now that you're excited about?
Yeah, I mean, the hardest thing, the challenge for me will be, you know, real football doesn't begin until you put the pads on, you get to training camp. So that's the kind of the downside of what we're going through right now. But as much as we can find out, there's a lot of things I'm excited about. I mean, you know, this may sound minimal to you all, but when I stand in front of that defensive group in the meeting room, I see I see people that want to learn, that are in tune to it, that are passionate about it, and I think it all begins there. You know, where we take that when we get out here, we'll wait and see.
Do you see the talent in your room?
There's talent there. You know, there are places we need to fill some holes probably, but I think every team has that. And that's why you have a draft and you have free agency and you bring new guys in and you see what you can come up with.
Was there ever, your 2 years here were, you know, first year you won a Super Bowl, second year you're a tremendous team, and then, you know, fall a little bit in the playoffs. Was there ever a feeling here at some point, you know, I left there to go back again? You know, it's hard to come back to another place and duplicate that. You know, you had such a great 2 years here.
Yeah.
Now I got to reinvent that and do it again. It's all new players, a lot of new coaches, things like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, this isn't a on and off switch, boom, all of a sudden we're back to 2007 and we pick up where we left off. It doesn't work that way. So to me, I treat them differently. It would be no different than if I had left Baltimore and went to another team. It's a different challenge. It's a different year. It's different personnel. And we're talking about all these things right now. And, you know, I'm not a magician. You know, no coaches are magicians. Things aren't going to happen like they may have happened in a different time. But hopefully something exciting will happen. At least that's the goal.
The last time you were in charge of the defense was New Orleans.
You had to bring me back to that. I knew somebody was going to.
What did you learn from that? And how do you think it didn't work? And what are you going to take from that to change here and maybe do things maybe a little bit differently?
The most important thing you said is, you know, look, I firmly believe you learn more from adverse situations than you do when things just go like that. So there was a tremendous amount of wisdom and knowledge gained from my years in New Orleans. Now, look, it was a tough year for a lot of different reasons. I'm not going to go back and speculate on why, but what I will do is I'm going to grab the things that we need to from that experience that will help us here. I will fully be doing that. There's a good notebook about that thick, you know, with things should have done, shouldn't have done, and we can certainly do better. But it was a growth experience. Life is like that. It's not just the NFL. And I've been blessed I've been blessed. This is going to sound strange to you. I've been blessed to suffer in a couple of years to make me what I am now. And hopefully, you know, it resonates and it's something good here.
How do you see Landon Collins fitting in? Obviously, Tennessee
yeah.
practice here. But what do you want from him?
Well, I want him to go to the Pro Bowl. You know, we want all our guys to do, right? I will say this, from practice one yesterday to just this morning, I saw a jump already. You know, they come out here initially, they're feeling their way through, they don't really want to say anything, but look at it, and by the time we got to that last team period, Landon was moving people around and directing, so if he can keep doing that every day, you know, I think we'll have exactly what we thought we had when we took him.
Does distinction between free safety and strong safety matter?
Right now it doesn't. Actually, to get all the safeties to learn both, and so we can figure out where to put people, we just got to line them up left and right for right now. And that'll probably stay like that for a pretty good duration. And then when we feel like maybe we should hone in on a particular spot, we'll do that, but we're not going to do that right away.
When you're a good player like JT3, for the most part, he's stayed on the right side here, rushing. Primarily from that side. You're a guy who likes to move guys around.
Yeah.
Do you see that as something maybe a change for him moving forward here? What he's been used to the last couple of years is using him in all different kinds of ways?
Sure, and Coach Nunn and I have talked about that, but one of the other things I do believe in is you get guys in comfortable spots, you know. And I haven't had enough of a long conversation with JPP to know what he's more comfortable with, but when you got a talented player, you try to put him in places where they can excel and help your defense. So we'll fill that out when he gets here. But I know I'm almost certain I saw clips last year where he did end up on the left side. Maybe the majority was on the right. Yeah, but he's done both.
What about in terms of leadership? You had AP, of course, the first time you were here. I mean, are you still kind of feeling out the guys to see who that next guy's going to be?
Yeah, that's going to take a little bit of time. I mean, you know, there's guys in that room that we're working with right now that I do I know in the past, having listened to other coaches or watching the Giants from afar, that I think there's some good leaders there. And I think you always got to develop more. And sometimes when leaders leave a program or system, some guys jump up that you would have never expected. You know, sometimes leadership lids are removed, and guys that you never even would have thought would have stepped to the forefront. So I'm anxious to see who that might be. And I'm just going to add this. Would I like to have AP back? Sure. Yeah, he ran the show. He's pretty good.
I was going to say, how important is that relationship between a defensive coordinator and the middle linebacker usually is the guy?
I think it's pretty important.
And how have you and John sort of connected?
Oh, he's been great. You know, I remember John coming out of Miami, and I have friends down at Carolina that were with him. And I remember talking about John Beeson before he even became a Giant. And everything was complimentary. And you got to love those guys that like the chess game. You know, Jamil McClain, same guy, and I have some experience with him in Baltimore. So it's nice to have a couple of guys like that. And I'm sure there'll be some other guys that will surface same way.
Even though you didn't coach Jamil, I mean, you worked with him, but you weren't his position coach.
Right.
Are you going to count on him maybe a little bit more since he is familiar with you and he's the only guy in that room who's really familiar with you?
Yeah, I think that'll – I think there's – it's naturally happens that way. And Jamil and I have had a couple of conversations. I was with – Shockey Brown was with us last year too. And I think that's – you know, and we've talked about – and this goes back to what I said earlier. You take the good from – all the places, and it will be easier if I'm trying to feed something to the guys about maybe something that we did or the way we did it in Baltimore, and they could probably back it up and say, yeah, he knows a little bit about what he's talking about. We were there too, you know. So we'll do that.
What are your expectations for DeMontre Moore?
I'm not sure I have any, except that with all the guys, I said this to the group, that the main objective right now, from now until February, and that's how I said it to him, is to be better today than we were yesterday. And I know that sounds cliche-ish, but I think that's where we should be right now, just be trying to do that.
Do you know, do you know much about him as a player? He's been
the coaches have fed to me, I have spoken to him. I know he's getting a degree right now, which I'm kind of proud of. I would love to have him here, because that stuff's important, but we'll just see where it goes when he gets here.
So what will be your definition of New York Giants defense?
I'm not sure whether I should get long-winded on this or sidestep the question.
No, don't sidestep.
Okay, I won't sidestep. look, it's as you asked that, in my mind, I'm going through what we've been watching and the Harry Carsons and the Lawrence Taylors and the George Martins. I'm seeing all of them. You know, I grew up in the Northeast, so there's a lot of Northeast people, but before there were the Patriots or Giants fans. I can just remember watching Giants football in Giants Stadium. And look, everybody gets infatuated with offense, but I just remember, you know, the linebackers and the D linemen and the Spider Lockhart. That play that Jason Sehorn made against us in Philadelphia when we played here in Giants Stadium, that interception, was that a playoff game? Yeah, it was a playoff game. I mean, those things are what resonate. So, it's relentless. It's attacking. Michael Strahan said this in one of the things we were watching. He said when he first got here, they, meaning all his defensive players, they took pride in living up to the New York Giants defensive tradition. And I thought that just spoke volumes. I mean, that's a lot to live up to. So, if we can shoot for that and get close to it, I think it'll be pretty good.
You guys did it in, a national quarterback in the draft or as an undrafted free agent. Obviously, you have two different guys on the outside. What is your plan, or what do you see as the what you have now in the slot on the inside?
Yeah, that's one we're trying to feel through, to be honest with you. And you'll probably see as we go through the OTAs that there'll be a number of guys working in and out of there. And in this league nowadays, a lot of three wideouts. Right, so you got to match it in a lot of cases and put another DB out there. So I'm not sure I have an answer for that right now. There were some guys that did it a little bit last year, some guys that we've added. That's probably a pretty big unanswered question right now.
Is Tremaine McBride a guy you see that, obviously, we keep talking about the guys we're talking about.
Yeah.
He only did a little. He hasn't done it a ton.
But I thought he showed that he had a pretty good feel for being in there. So he's one of them. Josh Gordy has done it. You know, Mike Harris did it a little bit last year. So we've got some guys that we can try in there, but we need to get that solved. We need to identify who the nickel is.
They used a lot of free safety stuff.
Yeah.
Is that something you like to use? I mean, obviously,
Those are another spot that you still have to figure out first.
Well, we'll go with whatever. Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to work the ebb and flow of the talent and personnel that we have. But sometimes the offenses force you to go that route. And if we have to do that, we'll do that. We just got to find who those people are right now.
We got time for one more question.
How was, what did you look? When you came back here, you interviewed again with Tom, right? How was that? I mean, you know each other. You know everything about each other. You work together. Yeah. But it was a job interview.
Yeah, I mean, you go through the process. It was a very comfortable job interview. And look, I mean, for the greater part of it, it was, being back with an old friend. Now, Tom and I have always stayed in touch the whole time I've been gone. But we had to talk about things that related to the job, and we did that. So it was a little bit of business, and there was a lot of just personal getting caught up, and I enjoyed it.
You felt pretty good afterwards? I mean, you felt,
yeah.
It's something you walk out of an interview like,
yeah, no. It was good. It was all good.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you all.